Hello, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. This is Ella speaking from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. And this is, who am I speaking with?
I'm Ella from Penguin Book Writers.
You're from Penguin Book Writers. Who am I speaking with?
Ella.
Ella. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't hearing you. Thank you. I turned off the TV. Music
sorry.
Playing, so I can hear you better.
Yeah,
I heard you were sick. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm feeling much better, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that I shared the draft with you, and you can review the draft and let me know your feedback on it, all right?
Wonderful. I wanted to put in a message how I'm feeling. I don't know. When I started this journey, I thought I wanted to have this book published, but I'm having second thoughts about publishing this book. I was thinking about just finishing the editing and just stopping there. You know, if I could just get an edited copy, and that would be all
Why
I wanted.
Why is that so, though? Can I ask you that, if you don't mind?
Because I don't know. I'm just having doubts about the story being something that should be published. So I'm just going to... But you guys are doing good. I love the editing. I love that you guys are working with me, and I'm happy about that. But it took me years and years. I wrote this book years ago, and I kept thinking, no, no, no. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to do it. And then now I'm thinking, no, no, no. it's a personal matter, you know. It's just everyone has their idea of what...
But don't let anyone stop you, because, again, you know, if you have worked so hard on this book and, you know, something, I'm sure a lot of hard work that someone puts into definitely shows their colors. And I'm sure that your book will go places.
I'm not sure. But, again, yeah, I want to definitely finish the editing and have it all done in that respect. And another reason, I apologize, Ella. I did see the email from you the other day, but my grandson was in the hospital. He has that whatever is going around, and it affects children, you know. So he was in the hospital for 5 days. So we've been busy here, too. I'm sorry that you were sick.
Yeah.
Catching up with all of us, isn't it? Goodness. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better. How's your grandchild, I believe,
oh,
right?
Oh, he's home now,
yeah.
So, yeah. But it's not fun going through all that, I know.
I'm sure. So, even though when I was sick, it was really hard to manage a lot of things altogether.
I know, right?
Yeah, I completely understand, you know. And these days, you know, the immune system has gone really weaker. My immune system has gotten really weak since, you know, I've gotten sick back and forth. And I really understand what you're going through. But, again, I completely respect your decision, but in case you change your mind, I'm always one call away for you.
Sure. So, yeah, everything is going along great as far as the editing. I love what's going on. So I thank you for calling and catching up with me. And this is the first afternoon I've been home because I've been down my daughter's house. So I'll look it over and I'll sign off on it so that you guys can move on. Thank you, Ella. God bless you. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. And you let me
know. I know you feel well enough to come back to work, but sometimes COVID still has its tentacles in you, you know, and you still don't feel 100%.
Yeah, but no,
well,
thank you so much for your best
wishes. That was very kind of you.
No worries at all. And again, let me know. Feel free to let me know whatever revisions you may have, and we will proceed further with that. All right?
Thank you, Ella. Have a great day. Bye-bye
you
now.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.